15 persons have been reported missing. The JSAF continues their process of verification through a series of welfare checks. More than 130 buildings have sustained some level of damage, ranging from partial roof loss to complete collapse, while some 30,000 households have been displaced. Just over 182 communities have been officially recorded as having sustained damage, primarily in Western Jamaica, bearing the brunt of the impacts. Currently, some 88 shelters remain open across nine parishes, with just over 1,100 persons remaining in these shelters. While some persons have remained home, many continue to rely on the shelters as we work to restore access and provide restoration to damaged homes. I'm happy to report, however, that we are in touch with more than 90% of the shelters in Western Jamaica. In terms of community access, there are currently two communities which we have classified as marooned. To be clear, marooned communities refer only to communities that are completely cut off and solely accessible by air, where no road, be it double or single access, is available. These communities can only be reached by air. The two communities this morning are Petersville in Westmoreland and Duckett's in St. James. The two maroon communities did receive drops yesterday, and I'm assured by the time I'm speaking this morning, we'll also do two other helicopter lifts into those communities.